More than 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases since the outbreak of the disease in China last December. This is according to tallies compiled by Johns Hopkins University. According to tallies from official sources compiled by the AFP, including the World Health Organization, here's news on that for Sunday. The United States has the highest number of deaths with more than 53,000. Italy has the second highest death toll with more than 26,000 deaths, followed by Spain, France, and the United Kingdom, which now is reporting more than 20,000 deaths. China, excluding Hong Kong and Macau, has to date declared over 4,600 deaths. Latin America and the Caribbean have suffered nearly 8,000. Asia has suffered that number as well. The Middle East has suffered more than 6,000 deaths, and Africa more than 1,300. But even the hardest hit countries are looking to the future and how to get back on track. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte vowed Sunday to reopen schools by September and allow many businesses to resume in a week's time as the country emerges from a near total shutdown. Next week, he says he'll unveil how Italy will ease its way out of the world's longest active coronavirus lockdown. Italy's number of cases has been ebbing, and the country believes its contagion rate is low enough to start getting back to work. And neighboring Spain reports its daily coronavirus death toll dropped to 288 Sunday, the lowest since March 20th. Spain eased its lockdown to allow children outside for the first time in 6 weeks. Unlike many other countries, Spain's children have not been able to go out. This is VOA News. In continuing coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, countries outside of Europe are also easing lockdowns and taking other measures, but carefully. All shops apart from malls are now open in Israel. Saudi Arabia will relax its curfew between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., and malls and retailers will soon be allowed to reopen in all regions of the kingdom, but around-the-clock lockdown will be maintained in hotspots, including the Muslim holy city of Mecca. And Saudi Arabia will continue the suspension of international and domestic flights until further notice, with the exception of emergency cases. Beijing says it will ban uncivilized behavior, such as not covering one's mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing, as part of new regulations to improve public hygiene. Rule breakers will be fined for offenses including not wearing a mask in public when ill, and citizens must also dress neatly in public. This, I assume, also for cleanliness. The spotlight is also on China for saying it has confiscated over 89 million poor quality face masks. Beijing has faced a slew of complaints about faulty protective gear it has exported worldwide. Several countries and territories have made wearing masks in public spaces obligatory. Nigeria's Lagos is the latest to join that list. In other news, North Korea has not announced who would follow leader Kim Jong-un in the event he is incapacitated. And with no details known about his young children, analysts say his sister and loyalists could form a regency until a successor is old enough to take over. South Korean and Chinese officials have publicly cast doubt on reports that Kim was gravely ill following a cardiovascular procedure after his absence from a key state anniversary event on April 15th triggered speculation about his health. But the media reports sparked questions about who is in place to take over if Kim, thought to be about 36 and a third-generation hereditary leader, fell seriously ill or died. He became leader when his father died in 2011 from a heart attack. In Israel, several thousand Israelis rallied this weekend to demonstrate against a unity government deal reached last week that leaves Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in power as he prepares to go on trial for corruption charges. The protesters oppose having Netanyahu as prime minister as long as he is a criminal suspect. They say the unity government's agreement, which gives Netanyahu over influence of the appointment of judges and legal officials, crushes democracy and is meant to rescue Netanyahu from his legal troubles. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.